Dee Weaver.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Haiti bid a rowdy farewell to assassinated President Jovenel Moïse on Friday, as his funeral was roiled by nearby gunfire and protests, prompting a high-level U.S. delegation to leave abruptly and other dignitaries to duck into vehicles for safety. The state funeral in the northern city of Cap-Haïtien was intended to foster national unity, but the unrest reflected deep divisions over the July 7th assassination. In Washington, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. remains deeply concerned about the unrest in Haiti.
In this critical moment, Haiti's leaders must come together to chart a united path that reflects the will of the Haitian people. We remain committed to supporting the people of Haiti in this challenging time.
Authorities have said that at least 26 suspects have been arrested in the killing, including 18 former Colombian soldiers. Police are still looking for several more suspects they say were involved in the assassination plot. Search teams have ended their efforts at the site where a 12-story condominium collapsed outside Miami nearly a month ago. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Members of the South Florida Task Force 2 were among the Miami fire units packing up and leaving where the 12-story Champlain Tower South building once stood in Surfside. Task Force leader Scott Dean tells WPLG.
Providing closure to families was the ultimate test of everybody here. And I think we did our best to do that and to make sure that everybody knew that we were in it 1,000%.
The June 24th collapse spurred inspections of older buildings. The 28-story courthouse in Miami, built in 1928, and two apartment buildings were closed after structural problems were found. I'm Tim McGuire.